One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I could never do a lace front. Even though my forehead is this big,
You could. It ain't good for you to do a lace front.
Why?
It's just saying. Because I was doing that forehead.
But you were saying you cover down the forehead, so you were saying that lace fronts cover it down, but it don't work on me for some reason.
The lace front is invisible, but you still see it.
You still see it?
Yes, and you don't see it.
You are a hater, bitch. Your forehead is bigger than mine.
I know.
Your forehead is a six-head. Let's make it your shit.
I do tend to real close friends, tuned in, we dishing hot topics, got trends. Mean game strong, funny like sitcom blends, female power, let the vibes transcend.
I'm Marlo Hampton.
And I'm Sonya Richards Ross.
And welcome to The Real Close Friends.
Hey. We're here.
We are here, though.
All right, friend. We got to jump right into it because there has been a lot on the timeline, honey.
It's been a lot.
There's a lot on the timeline.
You know I don't sleep. I don't sleep at night.
You send me DMs at 3 a.m., 4. I'm like, girl, get some sleep.
No, I got to keep you updated. I got to keep you posted.
Where would I be without you?
Where would you be without me?
All right, so what are we getting into first? Because, I mean,
okay, now this really bothered me, and I want to ask your opinion on this one.
Okay.
Because you're married.
Yes.
Yandy addresses Mandeezy posting his Snapchat story.
Girl.
So I saw it, and you know the woman's winking hello butt. I know you probably
That was a massive butt.
Yeah, it was a massive butt. It is a massive butt.
Mm-hmm, right, it is a massive butt, yeah.
So here it says, yum, Yandy, why is Mandeezy posting videos of a cheeked up lady on Snapchat.
Yeah.
But did you see her response?
I did.
Did you hear what she
Bullshit.
Said?
Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know how do you feel about that? The response was.
Here's the thing. Like, sometimes I wonder to myself, like, are they doing this just for television? Because it ain't no way. Yeah. It ain't no way my good sister is happy with her husband posting that woman clapping her ass on his tongue. Like they're making talking about how it pays the bills. Like,
yeah, I'm like, y'all
love Yandy.
Y'all make a lot of money.
They make enough money.
I think
money.
Y'all can miss out on Snapchat.
And the clapping of the cheeks. I think we can.
Come on over to Fashion Nova, child. They'll hire you. Tell them to go do Fashion Nova men.
Yeah, come on to Shein.
Okay. Go to Fashion Nova. But that would really bother me, and I'm not even
that
married.
That bothered me.
So when I'm sending it to you, I'm reading, I'm like, okay. She's like, because that's how we pay our mortgage and car. No, girl, Snapchat ain't paying
I think she's deflecting. I think that, because then on the show, we see Yandy Smith and Erica get into a heated confrontation over Mandeezy's cheating allegation. So
yes.
it's just like compounding. And I think what she's doing, because I'm trying to put myself in her shoes, is I think she's just deflecting from like what's really happening. Because she wants to keep the issue outside of them. Like, don't like, we're leaving you out of the group chat. Like, you know, she don't want to get all into it. But it ain't no way.
I just couldn't do it.
No,
for
I couldn't do that. Yeah.
And I hope they're really happy because he's so laid
too.
Back and chill.
Yeah.
But it's like,
you know what I wondered about that? Like, so can you imagine? So when they first got married, like he went to jail for like a minute.
A whole minute. She held him down like four flat tires.
And I'm just like, I wonder like what that was like. When he came back, because I'm gonna tell you something. When Ross and I were first married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we were both athletes and you know we were away a lot.
Okay.
And when we started living in the same house together for extended period of times, it was a little different.
Yes, because it's like when you're away, we're cool. We're seeing each other. It's fun. It's like, oh, I gotta see your ass every day.
Every day.
I gotta wake up to you every morning.
Yes.
You want some ass every month? Every day.
Hey, every day. Not every month.
I gotta cook you breakfast.
You'll be on call.
I gotta cook. I can't be on the phone with Marlo just gossiping all day.
No, seriously. So I feel like it probably changed the dynamic. And I think I don't watch the show that much, but I kind of see clips and you kind of see where he's like, I feel like you move kind of like you're single, like an individual, and he wants to be included. So I think there's a lot to their dynamic.
But we're just going to send him some love.
A lot of love, a lot of prayer. And Mandeezy, please, stop with the
Yeah, classes. Stop it, Chuck. I told you. Sheen men, Fashion Nova men.
All right. Let's see.
Okay,
what else is on the timeline today?
Oh, it's this right here. It's so funny. I'm taking my time to see what I'm into. Ooh, can't talk about
this. This is on People.People. A medical student recently broke up with boyfriend. He's accused of killing her at a breast cancer charity walk.
You know what? I've been sending you a lot of things about people killing people. And this is scaring me, seriously. Mental health is so important.
Yeah, it's true.
And it scares me as in me being single, just so many people are in relationships or they got in an argument. He came to the house and he shot her in the head. And
what
it's like, what's going on with
what's
that?
What's going on? I don't know. Like, it's very scary. Actually, I had my one of my coworker's daughters was in a relationship in college for a while, and the guy started to kind of spiral out, and she had to like call him to kind of get out of it. But it's really scary. I just think there's so much pressure on people right now, whether it is to meet a standard that they think that they should be at or whatever it is, and they end up...
Child, don't meet that standard.
No.
It's okay. You don't have to meet
it.
I don't want you to come kill me.
Yeah.
And I feel everyone needs to be safe. Seriously, this is just telling you guys, when you're out here dating ladies, you get in the cars with these men, you're moving them in,
yeah,
be careful. You don't know who you're dating.
Yeah.
Use a tape recorder. Record the ass first, okay? See what's going on. Get a plan out. Watch them.
Wait, get a tape recorder? Are you talking about something visual, or are we talking about taping their voice?
Taping their voice. Is it illegal? Oh, no. Oh, did you see that as well?
What?
That you can start, you can go to jail for recording. No, going through their phone, I saw.
What sites are you following, sis? Like,
oh, I'm on Instagram. You missed that? I'm sure I sent it to you.
No, I don't follow sites that tell me not to record people and not to listen to them, because I don't have those plans.
Well, I have those plans. Any of y'all men want to date me? I have not been with my man as long as you've been with Ross. You know him.
20 plus years.
Right now, everyone in Atlanta, no one is from here. Mm-hmm. They're all migrating from somewhere else. And everyone's just in love, and they're jumping into it. And then, wow.
Wait, who? Are you talking about somebody in particular?
Who?
Oh, I thought you were. Let's move on. Let's scroll. Let's scroll.
I'm not in love with myself and the boys. I'm not in love with no man.
What do you think? So on the Shade Room, Keisha Kayor and Gucci Mane, what do you think about them?
Now, let me tell you about Keisha Kayor.
That's my Jamaican sister.
Let me tell you
about this girl is a hustler.
She be done. They seem so happy.
They seem so happy.
I mean, she's just ride or die.
I love them.
I hope it's as happy as it looks, because if it is... Now, I would say their goals.
Their goals.
She's another one held him down.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And she flipped the bag.
She somersaulted the bag, baby, because that wasn't just a flip.
She somersaulted.
She on Biles, that damn bag.
Okay, that part.
You like this, Lo. So on the Shade Room, Mary J. Blige posts how her man keeps her happy. So look at the food look a little.
Oh, that's some good fish, though. Fish, right there. Yeah, fish. I like the fish.
I need some
hot sauce and mustard on that fish.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. There's no... Listen, I'm not going to criticize the food. I do like the idea of her man cooking for her. How do
that
you feel about
so
that?
Good. I feel that's good if he can cook.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I used to date a chef.
Really?
Scully used to cook.
Of course. I love Scully. Yes.
It was
brother.
So short, huh? It was so brief.
What happened with you and Scully? Because I like y'all together.
We're still good. It's just I couldn't do it.
I want y'all to be good, not just good. No, you're good with a lot of people.
We're good, like his food. Like I go there and the food is like good. Not dating.
Not dating?
I just decided I don't want to date anyone with kids. Not more than 2-3.
Yeah.
That's a lot for
it's
me.
A lot.
I'm really spoiled. I'm not going to be able to get that much.
Yeah.
He's handsome as hell. And
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like what you go through. Every woman you come around, you threaten them about Ross, like, get back my man. Yeah. I'll be doing the same damn thing because he's so damn fine. So I need a little ugly.
I was going to say, you don't want a pretty guy.
I need a little ugly.
A little ugly?
Yeah, a little.
But wait. Oh, just a little ugly, not like a little ugly. Just not like a little
no,
man.
No, like, I don't need him as fine as Ross or Scotland. No,
you
I can't.
Say that. My baby
I need
fine,
to be the fine.
Honey, he is fine.
And she be getting y'all together too, Chad.
Listen, I used to be so bad about Ross. We would be like at track meets and stuff. I'm talking about little girls. I'd be like, back up. They'd be like, she's 12. I'd be like, I don't care.
You have to stop. Now, don't be doing that, crazy lady.
I'm not as jealous as I used to be, but I used to be real crazy.
You can't do that. Because one thing about it, he knows how far to go and how to...
Of course.
I don't think he'll be taking the pictures of the big clappers.
No, oh my God.
I do think he did... No, I did see a picture of that, though, on his.
Excuse me, sorry, what? What do you think about Black China joining Love & Hip Hop Miami?
I did see that.
What do you think?
You know what? I don't know if I'm happy about it.
I'm not happy about
it. Because it seemed like she was just...
She's going backwards.
Yes. It's like, and you're going to have to get on reality and cut a fool.
You're
not getting on reality
Especially Love
TV.
And Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, you have to fight.
Yeah.
You're not... She was just doing a great transition.
Yeah.
Like, it was like she's at peace. She has this nice
boyfriend.
She got
off her OnlyFans. Like, she had totally turned it around. I don't know. I certainly feel like it's a step backwards.
You think she should have got off her OnlyFans?
Well, I think if she was genuinely trying to change her life and starting to walk with Christ, I don't think that's the place you should be.
So Jesus won't want you on OnlyFans if you show a swimsuit on? I'd be on Fashion Nova showing a dress.
But are you on OnlyFans?
I was thinking about starting this shit. I'm doing it on IG. I'm like,
hold
why
on.
Not? That sex
hold
is
on, hold
you.
On. You telling the close friends here first that you're going, we got an OnlyFans coming?
Close friends, listen. it was so funny because I was telling my manager this. I'm like, well, damn, the lingerie they got me wearing in the swimsuits, I could wear this exact same stuff on OnlyFans now and make $1 million.
So she wasn't doing, that's all she was doing. She was just wearing sexy clothes. She wasn't doing anything. Because, you know, OnlyFans can go, I've never been on OnlyFans.
I've never seen her butt naked on any sites.
So
I'm sure people.
You was on OnlyFans looking
no,
at
No, I don't have one, but I would definitely, okay. How do I, you know, set it up? Because I definitely do swimwear. You think I should do feet?
I think, let me see these toes.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I think we should. Probably not. I'm going to just do the swim.
How much are you into female sports? You better say a lot.
A whole lot.
You better say you
know everybody. Oh, my God. I'm like,
okay, well, you better tap into this.
Yes.
All right, so, look, Shaq admits that he used to hate on Caitlin Clark, and now he says that she's doing stuff we've never seen before. So
I know Caitlin Clark, you know, white girl basketball.
Exactly.
Angela,
and then Angel Reese.
Yeah, Angel Reese, tall black girl. She's looking sexier lately.
She has been looking good. Yeah. But this whole thing, I love that Shaq said that because I feel like this whole thing became like this much bigger than what it was. As an athlete myself.
Wait, what did he say about her?
He said he used to just be hating on her. But now he got to give her some props that she's really doing stuff he's never seen before.
Caitlin. Oh, okay.
But I feel like at some point, this thing transitioned from like just about women in sports and excellence to like a black and white war, which I hated because at the core of this whole thing was like growth for women's basketball. And as a female athlete who I know how hard we work and how hard it is to get eyeballs and to get all that stuff, mm-hmm. like it had started to turn kind of ugly.
So what is she doing though? Like what was he?
So I'm just saying, so Shaq is basically owning the fact that he was kind of just hating on her. I think just
because she was just a female.
No, not female. I think because so you know, so I don't know if you know, but he's Angel's, like him and Angel are super duper close.
Okay.
I think he's acknowledging subtly that he kind of took sides in the war against Angel and Caitlin.
And he's saying he should not have done that being in sports himself.
Like
the sports family just show both love.
Amazing and great, and they both show each other so much love. So when it starts to turn into like people having to choose sides because of black and white, that was never, it was always about sports and excellence and growth of women's basketball. So mm-hmm. I love to see somebody like Shaq, who is obviously a huge figure in sports, own that. I think it will start to trickle down to everybody. Yeah, say it out loud. So shout out to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Safari celebrates hitting 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
How do you... I was going to say, how do you feel about him going to Nicki's concert? But...
My bop, Jamaican brother. I mean, Safari be doing the most.
It's kind of annoying. Most. Like, I can see Erica going over just... Shaking.
Babe, can you see Erica jumping over a fence though, like getting on a ladder?
Yeah, I thought that was cute. I saw it.
You thought that was cute, Marlo? Yeah.
When you're in love and you're trying to get to his ass and he's playing with
no,
your
ma'am.
Kids.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No,
I would have probably had two huge security guards helping me go over with a rope. I mean, that's my ex-husband, or husband still. That's my ex-husband, father of my children. And if you're playing with me and my kids, yes, I would get a tambour, what you call it?
A trampoline
and jump over.
Marlo, there is never a good reason to get a ladder and climb over nobody's fence.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Never.
Your husband.
I don't care. No, I don't care.
And your kids.
No.
Okay, let somebody be doing something to do, Sasani, playing with you. Or Ross playing with you, he'll know his girlfriend. And your baby's talking about, well, I want my daddy.
You're right.
What you gonna do?
I might get a trampoline.
Exactly. So you better stop.
Crazy though when she was doing it. I was like, this girl is jumping over fences. But were the kids in the house though? Because I didn't think the kids were in there.
They were on the video. Well, I saw one, they were in there and they were like fussing and arguing.
Oh, I thought she was just trying to get
you
to him.
You know what too though? I want people to start being more real. Be real with yourself. You argue at home.
Yeah.
We just don't see it. You just try to
But people
make
not jumping over fences.
People
that is
are
extreme.
People are doing more than jumping over fences. I promise you that. They're breaking shit in the house. They're flattening tires. But they're like, okay, now we got to get it together. Hi, honey. Yes, we're the Williams. No. I mean, people really need to know.
Yeah.
Real life shit happens.
No, it's true.
It
marriage
really
does. Marriage is not easy.
It's not always, oh my God, I just love you. Yeah. It is not always that.
No,
I agree. If we show people real life things happen, that people sit down and talk about it, show it, stop always just showing the material things, the fun stuff. Show the real shit. Show everything. This is real, what we're showing you and saying today.
All right, what about this? So Drake hits the strip club with his mama for his 38th birthday. You going to the strip club with your mama?
My mama would probably go. Emma would go. Emma would be right in there getting drunk. To my girl, what's going on? Oh, she cute. Yeah, my mother would go. I would not go with my mom.
Mortified.
I would not. I think your mama go in the daytime to a class like Cheetahs.
Mm-hmm. She would never go.
She wouldn't go to Cheetahs.
I've only been to a strip club twice in my life.
Cheetah's here in Atlanta is
so
really classy.
Okay.
You sit over and you have dinner in one part, and the girls don't come over and bother you unless, you know, you want them to come over. But it's like a vibe. Now, I wouldn't want to go with my guy, a guy who I'm really in love
you
with.
You wouldn't want to?
I wouldn't want to go with a guy I just met.
Okay.
Like, a lot of girls in Atlanta, y'all going to the strip club with the guys. I think they go to steal the ones or the hundreds or whatever they're getting from the guys, the money.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you just looking at me for the first time. Let me get you all where I need in my Marlowe spell before I'm taking you, like,
in the
I can leave her tomorrow. And
let me see the Marlowe. Give me the Marlowe spell. Does it work on girls?
I don't know. You said that I'd just be moving too fast.
Yes, let me
no, because then I won't be able to.
Let me see the Marlowe.
You be trying
spell.
To leave Ross for me, girl. No. I can't do that. I don't want you.
Girl, many have tried, honey, but none have been successful.
None has been successful.
None have been successful. Oh, some more sports stuff. What did you think about seeing LeBron and Bronny for the first time?
Oh, that was epic. That was golden. And the mom was just, Savannah was just sitting
so
there.
Proud.
She was sitting there like, yeah.
That's my
right
boy.
That's my boys. And his little sister and his brother.
Yeah, Zuri. It was so
crazy.
Dope. Yeah,
Black man, first time in history.
Yeah, and the reality is, it's like a lot of people will hate on them for whatever reason, talking about Bronny and stuff, but think about it.
Think about
the history that they're creating. LeBron James, one of the greatest ever, if not the greatest. I know between him and Michael Jordan, big debates between who is the actual greatest. But the fact that he was able to have his son play on the Lakers. We're not just talking about playing the NBA on one of the great, Kobe's team, the Lakers.
Exactly, the Lakers.
That
You're
was
right
epic.
That.
I'm just sorry. You
on
can't hate on stuff like
dad.
That. That's
you
legacy.
You have to celebrate
That's,
that.
You got to celebrate that.
Doesn't it seem like a lot of the BBLs are going out of style now? It does, like the big old booties.
Bring them real booties.
Yeah,
back.
The real, like real shapes are coming back in.
We're trying to come back
Thank
in.
God.
It was a matter of time.
And even real edges. Me and you are wearing like our, like we're not doing the baby hairs all heavy.
Real
like,
edges?
Real edges. But look, like I'm looking like, that just don't look sexy.
No, it's not. Yeah, I think it's
about
definitely
that
sexy. Going out
now,
of style.
If you are really shaped like this and you have this body, because a couple of people are homegrown fed.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Shape. But
of course.
It's just like to go and buy it, like the real bodies come back.
Stay back.
We're back in style.
We're back in style. It was the real edges that got me. I could never do a lace front. Even though my forehead is this big,
You could. It ain't good for you to do a lace front.
Why?
It's just saying. Because I was doing my forehead.
But you Girl, said you cover down the forehead, so you were saying that lace front cover it down, but it don't work on me for some reason.
Because the lace front is invisible, but you still see it.
You still see it.
Yes, and you don't see it.
You are a hater, bitch. Your forehead is bigger than mine.
I know.
Your forehead
Let
is
me
a
tell you.
Let's
you
measure your shit. She was talking big
lying,
shit when she had the wig on, but now your forehead is as big as mine. Thank
it
you
is,
very much.
But we're just embracing our natural
we're
beauty.
We're embracing our natural beauty.
Or we can always try bangs. But we are. I love this little meme. I've sent you this little girl. The big Aquarius energy. It's so cute. She's like, I'm not a princess. And I don't need a prince to come save me. I'm a queen, darling. Save myself.
Okay, and that's you. That is
that's
you
so
all day.
Me.
You
that
do
me?
Not need your prince or nothing. You're going to save yourself. But I feel like, are you really into all the signs? Like, I feel like you're always like, this person's an Aquarius.
You know what? I want to know your sign. I don't study theirs. So
yeah.
I really only know mine. But I do know, I'm like, if you say Gemini, I know you have two sides and
two
you're a freak.
And you're a freak.
You say you're a Pisces, you're going to drive me crazy.
That?
Oh, my God.
Wait. Back to the Pisces,
oh, yeah.
What you say?
If you say you're a Pisces, I'm going to run from you and Catherine. I know you're going to drive me
your
crazy.
Your two favorite people are Pisces, so that says
and
a lot
best
about
friend.
Us.
And my other best friend, Shantae.
Yes.
She's a Pisces. And y'all all drive me crazy.
But you love us.
I
you
do.
You love us.
Ooh, y'all are so sensitive and strong and all that in the
but
mixture.
But we're also good friends. I feel like we're loyal. We're hard workers.
You are.
Yes, I feel like there are lots of good qualities in Pisces. That's why you are attracted to us. What sign do you get along with in men? Do you know? Can you be with an Aquarius man?
No. That's what old boy was.
Who's old boy?
From D.C. When I was just in D.C.
I know, but who the close friends were.
Oh, close friends. I don't get along with
Aquarius
men.
No?
They don't give me enough attention.
You know, you always tell me you're not like a needy person, but then you always say they don't give you enough attention.
I know, I'm not needy, but I need attention.
Well, so what sign do you feel like you got along with the most since you've dated?
No one.
You don't get along with no sign?
I need like a new sign made up. Maybe an AI guy or something. A robot. I'm a damn robot.
Oh my God, girl.
I get along with, I think they like the ideal of me. I get along with them, but it's like, I feel they're intimidated by my strongness.
Mm.
I do. I feel like I'm
but you gotta be soft with your guy. I feel like you could be, I feel like you have to find that balance of being like tender, because men want to feel like, you know, they're the leaders and that they are needed.
Some of them are not leaders though.
What? You know, you shouldn't be with that guy. If that guy, that's my whole thing. Like, women will say that, oh, well, my husband, or I don't trust him to lead or whatever. Well, that's not the right guy for you. Like, I feel like the person that you're going to marry should be somebody who you could trust as a leader. So if the person's not a leader, then you should run.
Yeah, you should.
You know what I mean? Because anything with two heads is a monster.
Well, so you know
can't,
what?
Both of y'all can't be the head of a relationship. Somebody got to be the head. And you got to be okay with that.
And
you got
to pick a man
who you trust to lead you.
I'm okay being the head. I just need to be financially stable.
Hold on. Which man is going to let you say that you're the head?
There are men out there that will let you say you're the head.
Okay.
I think so.
Well,
but
that's why you ain't found them yet, because you got it wrong. You're going to be the neck, but he got to be the head.
I don't think it's a right or wrong, though. Sandy, I really don't. I think you need to find what works for you. What works for you? Some people are traditional.
Yeah.
This is a new day and age where people are not. I need to just know I can trust you, that you're loyal, that you're going to let me be me.
Right.
And I'm not going to change. I'm going to change little things like, okay, you know, let my baby just have that. Like, I probably keep a little bit like, okay, he tried it this day and this day. All right, motherfucker, now the day you ain't trying. You did 3 days this week. I'm going to ride out these next three. Like, we're just going to have to balance it, because I cannot get in a relationship to where it's like, I have to be quiet.
No,
the same
thing is people.
Oh, I have to get off the. Like,
no, you don't have to. No, I don't think that saying someone is the head means that you have to be submissive. I think it's empowering your man is not necessarily making you feel less than or being submissive. Because I think I'm a huge personality. I do all the day-to-day stuff, but my husband knows that I trust him whenever we're gonna make a big decision. To like, if I'm like, I'm not sure, he's gonna make the final decision. I'm gonna trust
exactly.
him.
Exactly, and
that.
That's good.
So I think that's a role you could fit in. Like, I'm not saying you gotta be submissive and be like change.
But
who you
once
are.
Again. How long have you been with Ross?
20 plus years.
I know. So today's day and age, man, you think are like that?
Well, you're not going to get with no... I mean, the man that you're dating will be of your age, so he
I don't.
Be...
But I don't have that history, that relationship, or that trust.
Okay.
And I feel it's going to take a while to get that trust, while I let you make a major decision with my finances, with a big purchase. It's going to take some time.
No, and it should. I think you should develop that kind of
it
trust.
Because Ross, you know you're good. You know he has your best interest. You know he knows what he's doing.
All right, well, listen, close friend. I love catching up with you. We love catching up with y'all. And we'll see you on the next one.
We'll see you on the next one. Love you.
We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. Get ready for trends. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. Get ready for trends. Laugh so loud, our hearts will cleanse. In this inner circle, sisterhood extends.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.